brother. What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. It's always good to come in on Monday morning, you know. By the time Friday rolls around, you're glad to say, well, I can, it's good to have a couple of days away from the studio and radio. But then when Monday rolls around, you're glad to be back. Hey, Sandy, what's going on? It's Mondays, as by now you know, it's Mondays with Sandy Williams. How you doing, my friend?
I'm glad to be back. I say that every morning.
Yes.
I wake up, open my eyes. Oh, yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, it is always good to actually open your eyes and see
and
another
be back.
Day. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot to talk about, Sandy. Just important information that, you know, if we don't bring you this important information, I don't know who will. And I really, every time Sandy's here, he's the one guy who can really kind of put all these things into perspective. So I want to begin the show with a really, really important subject. It really is important, Sandy. And armpit hair is back. Yeah, armpit hair.
I read that same piece, and it was news to me.
Yeah. So let's see. A big story about armpit hair.
That is a slow news day.
Somebody got paid and convinced people.
Yeah, that was a story.
And not only a small story, it's a big story.
Yeah, it was carried in a number of news sources. I know.
What are your thoughts on armpit hair being back?
You know, I'm sort of agnostic on it. Although, you know, I have to say I never went through it. I don't know what to say about it. I think it might fit into one of those subjects that's probably better not to discuss.
Yeah, and clearly they're talking about armpit hair on women.
That seemed to be,
yeah.
I think on men it's sort of always been the, you know, it's not news.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not news, but not something you really want to, you know, have a lot of. Especially if it kind of carries an odor.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Some things are better left unsaid, yeah, I
this
guess.
Could, this information falls into the range of too much information pretty quickly.
And I'm like, you know, so this is an important story. The person who wrote this story?
Well, you know, it's kind of refreshing, actually. There's a lot of bad things to read about in the newspaper. Why not read about armpit hair for a while? I mean, it's not stressful.
No, it's not. And, you know, I never gave it much thought on whether or not I thought that armpit hair was...
I probably gave it just flashes of thought. Normally, I think it was at the moment when I saw it.
Yeah. Well, they knew what they were doing. That's why they stuck it there. They knew that some lame person was going to come in and talk about it.
Yeah. And there you are.
But anyway, just wanted to begin with something very light. And because there's so many tough topics to talk about, Sandy, I want to get right into the tough stuff, man. There's no point in holding back. I bet you weren't aware that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married.
She changed her name to Affleck, too. She signed the notice of it Am I revealing that I've done stuff here?
So here we go. All of this information, people following Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, I guess 20 years ago, you know, they had a romance, and here it is 20 years. Who really cares about J-Lo being married for the fourth or fifth time? Well, I guess
we're talking about it. Yeah, who really cares? I guess we both know. Yeah.
You know, it's just that this is like kind of big news and entertainment. And I'm like, okay, this woman has been married four or five times.
Yeah.
You know, let's just... You know, let's get beyond the fact, because what are the chances that Ben Affleck and J-Lo
are going to stay married?
Yeah.
That's like Elizabeth Taylor announcing a wedding, you know. She did it about every 4 years.
Yeah, or like her and...
Richard Burton.
Yeah, they got it. You know, several times.
Yeah. But look at that. Here we are. We're talking about a woman. This is 40 years ago. We're still talking about her. So apparently the world does care.
You know, Sandy.
Cleopatra stayed in the news for a couple of thousand years.
Yeah, well, she did. I guess, you know, this has been leading up to this marriage. They've been talking about it over and over again. What would you say about a woman, i.e. J-Lo, who was in a relationship with, I can't believe we're talking about.
Well, you're talking on and on about it.
Well, I'm trying to fill some time before we go to the break.
Sure. Well, that's really what J-Lo is all about. She just fills
filling
time.
And so she was with the New York Yankee guy. What was that?
Jeter?
Yeah. Was it Jeter?
No, it wasn't Rob Jeter. It was
one of the greatest Yankees that ever played the game.
And we've forgotten his name.
Yeah, we've.
But
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez. The young guy knows.
Name. I got it.
So
I just like him a lot.
Uh-huh.
I just like him as a player. Like.
Okay, so she was with Alex Rodriguez and.
A-Lo.
Yeah.
A-Rod.
And so.
A-Rod.
A-Rod.
He was the original A-Rod.
And everybody was looking for them to get married, and their families were blended, and all of a sudden she decides.
Did they never get married?
No.
Oh.
I think she found out he, you know, had
consorted with others?
Yeah. Uh-huh. With somebody else. And young Connor is nodding his head in the affirmative. He's aware of all those things, right?
Begrudgingly.
So she walks away from him. They're scheduled to get married. She calls up the guy from 20 years ago. And, you know, he walked away from his family and four kids.
Well, now, is that exactly how it happened, or are we now we just conjuring up that? We don't know.
Well,
maybe we do know.
Well, that's what happened. I read it in the Star magazine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, and you bought that at the grocery store? Right there where you were checking out?
No, in the doctor's office.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you know.
You have the opportunity to buy the National Enquirer or Star or whatever right there at the grocery store when you're checking out.
But the Star has better color pictures.
Mm.
You know, and they're really done in a flashy way. The Enquirer is a cheaper paper, and... Yeah, I like the
tabloid.
Shiny pictures in the Star magazine. But anyway, I was reading that in the doctor's office and said, this looks pretty good.
That's where I used to read Playboy as a kid.
I don't think they make that anymore, do they?
I don't know.
Oh.
And if I
hey, Connor, look that up and see if they still make
it. If I didn't know, I wouldn't tell you.
Connor, look that up and see if they still make Playboy.
Of course they still make Playboy.
Oh, well, how do I know? The guy who created it is long gone.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I digress.
Yeah, and we started out digressing.
And so she walks away from that guy. She calls up the old flame. The old flame is ready to go, and hey, let's...
She's like a flame, and he's like a moth.
Yeah. No. Well, that's a bad combination.
Yeah. The moth flies to the flame. Can't help itself. And, yeah, and then the flame does it in.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. What are the bets? How long do they last? And this is just great radio, man. I don't... People actually get paid for doing this. How much planning does it take?
Yeah, that's just not much at all. You know? And J-Lo's there to talk about every day.
Yeah. You, well,
we can shift over to Kim Kardashian.
Oh, please, God.
We can, no. move down on the food chain.
Hey, did you hear Connor? He said, oh, God, please, no. Don't talk about Kim Kardashian.
No one ever talks about her. People just look at pictures.
You know, it's... amazing that they've gotten that wealthy.
Yeah.
From being known for what?
Well, you'd have to talk about anatomy.
All their scams.
It doesn't take a full class in anatomy either. It's a survey course.
Well, well, it's Monday mornings. What do you guys expect from us?
Yeah.
You know, it's can't say it's a slow news day.
We got our voices warmed up.
Yeah. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And we just don't have anything else to talk about. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Connor, what should we talk about, man?
I don't know. Taxes.
Okay, all right. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. You can join us at that same number. Text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is here. We'll figure out something after the break. I'm sure he's got something we can talk. Did you go fishing this weekend?
No.
Oh. That's not going to work either, huh? All right. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.